Morning, Rabbi Yisrael. Our limud of Chofetz Chaim every day is the Schus Rafua of Yosef Dov Bechayla B'Sayf Shah. Choli Yisrael, they still have a Rafua Shleim of B'Korov. Rabbi Yisrael, we've been learning for a few days now, and I'm going to carry on learning for a couple more days this subject of Rechilus that we were speaking about, because I think it's probably one of the most important halachas that will, practical halachas, which is Nageah to our conversation daily, that we'll ever learn. It's very, very practical, very applicable. We get messages every day. We hear, you get a message, are you allowed to forward the message? You get those people who get a WhatsApp, are they allowed to forward the clips when they concern something which is not favorable to someone who's on the clip, somebody doing something which he shouldn't be doing, or he got caught, or whatever it is, news. Retweeting, yes. No, re-Xing now, I think it's called. Yeah, and in addition to that, we hear things in shul, or we see things in shul, we go home, are we allowed to tell our wives? We're not allowed to tell our wives. It's very, very practical. So we'll go to this example. Let's stick with one example. We gave five examples, but let's stick with one example. I'm going to learn the Be'er Ma'im Chaim, which is the Chofetz Chaim himself, his parish on the Chofetz Chaim, and then we'll learn the Mekor Chaim, which is the parish on the Be'er Ma'im Chaim, and see what we come out with. The example we're going to give is of a Rav, who is the Rav, let's say, in London, and he is considering moving, leaving his Kehillah, and he applies for a job in Lakewood. And he goes to Lakewood for Shabbos, and he's a candidate in the shul that's looking for a new Rav. And he's there for Shabbos, and he gives droshas, and he meets the people, etc., etc., in the hope that he'll get the job. Now, the people in London think he went to Lakewood for a chasna. They don't know that he went for a job. But in Lakewood, it was public knowledge. Everybody knew about it. There were posters up saying that he will be giving droshas this week, and in Lakewood Torah, where he's speaking as a guest from London, v'chule. So everybody in Lakewood knows that he's there, and all the people in the shul know why he's there. And in London, he told them he's going for a chasna. But the whole of the world in America knows about it. And today, with our messaging and all the other systems that are available, it's going to be very, very easy. Somebody in London is going to find out that he's been to Lakewood trying out as a candidate for a shul. The question is, somebody in Lakewood who is on the phone to his relative in London, is he allowed to say, by the way, did you hear that your Rabbi Goldberg came to Lakewood and he's trying out for a shul? And the person in London says, no, he's there for a chasna. Yeah? And the person in Lakewood says, there ain't no chasna this week. It's the 3 weeks anyway, or whatever it is, yeah? And therefore, right, we know he's here as a candidate. So now he's become aware, this person has become aware, that his Rav is looking for another position. And he's on the committee. He's on the committee of the shul in London. Yeah, and so he wants to tell the other members of the committee, he wants to tell his wife, he wants to discuss it, yeah? And the chances are that when he does, and he speaks to one other member of the committee, the other member of the committee says, yes, I also heard that he's gone to Lakewood to try out. So therefore, is it mutter? Because they're not going to be very happy with the idea that their Rav wants to leave them. And if it doesn't work out, and he doesn't get the job, then he's going to come back to London and want to carry on as before, hoping that they didn't find out. And they'll have the same taina as Yiftoch had, same time as Yitzchak had, why do you come back to me when you need me? You were trying to leave me. Yeah, that's the taina. The relationship might never be the same. So let's have a look. On the other hand, yeah, why can't they tell? It's public knowledge. Everybody in America knows about it. So why can't they tell? What's the problem with it? As I said, the people in London are going to find out about it anyway. How are they going to find out? Because people do speak Lashon Hara, whether or not it's Mutter or not. Not everybody goes to Shiel and Shah every morning to hear these halachas. So, we're going to learn the Be'er Ma'im Chaim, which is the Chofetz Chaim himself. It's quite short. And then we'll move on to the Mekor Chaim. I'm thinking to myself, and I might be wrong, but just keep this in mind as you hear it. Yeah, we said that Lashon Hara is when your stumps speak bad about somebody where there are no consequences. Rechilus, which we're discussing at the moment, which is our subject at the moment, is when you're speaking Lashon Hara about somebody and there are consequences. Right? It will cause animosity, it will cause distance between two people who know each other. Yeah, so Rechilus is when we're talking about someone I know. Yeah, so if I come home and I tell my wife that Reuven gave Shimon a patch in shul, yeah, then, and she doesn't know who Shimon is, and she doesn't know who Reuven is, it's just an interesting piece of plotka, an interesting piece of knowledge, it's good, you know, interesting conversation for some people, yeah, then that's Lashon Hara. But if I say that in shul, Reuven gave a patch to my wife's brother, then there's already a consequence. She knows who it is. She's annoyed. She wants to take out. She wants to get involved on behalf of her brother. She's going to phone up her sister-in-law after Shabbos and say, "How you talking? That your husband gave my husband a patch." V'chule. So therefore, that's already rechilus because it has consequences. It's not something that happened in Australia which doesn't affect. It's rechilus. I'm thinking here, and I might be wrong, and think about it as we go through these halachas, that the Chofetz Chaim is bringing a third issue here, a third element of Rechilus, which is Rechilus plus, Rechilus with a bonus. And that is when it actually causes pain. When the person who hears the news is going to be upset, when he's going to be actually hurt by it, not just consequences, but actually feels pain. Because the Chofetz Chaim says, at the end of this halacha, he says, he's speaking about the two shutfim, where one of the partners is thinking of leaving, and the second partner is going to find out about it. In the end, the other partnership didn't work out. He came back, and the first partner knew nothing about it. But I'm telling the first partner, did you know that your partner was looking for another business colleague? So Chofetz Chaim brings down there.
He needs to know.
What?
He needs to know.
He doesn't need to know. He's better off not knowing. You say you might feel he's entitled to know.
No, I think he needs to know for his own business future.
Well, I don't know whether he needs to know, right? The Chofetz Chaim says that if he needs to know, then he's going to find out some other way. But you don't have a right to tell him. Because all you're doing is you're telling the partner that his partner was thinking of leaving him. Yeah, the partner, if you wouldn't tell him, would be blind, he would be oblivious to what happened. He wouldn't know that there was even a question. And therefore he would carry on with his partnership as normal. Now that he knows that his partner was thinking of leaving him, the relationship's going to be different. Says the Chofetz Chaim, Upen yesibel sheivut lal zeh shutfosom. They might even end up, rowing and parting one from the other. It might happen, yeah? Here he brings down the Rambam that says that anything that you tell which is going to cause damage in his body or his money or to upset him or to frighten him, that is Lashon Hara. In fact, it's Lashon Hara, it's Rechilus. Yeah, so the Chofetz Chaim says maybe you don't need to know. And if you do need to know, you're going to have to find out from a non-Jew, you're going to have to find out from someone else, but no Jew has a right to tell the partner, or to tell... Now, the question is, what about the rovers trying for the other position, where everybody in America knows about it anyway? Tomorrow.
Starting at Tarway, Northwest London, Wednesday, Yud Beis Cheshvan, 13th November, Rabbi Eliyahu Hai, Shlita, saying Sheikh Yonu on a friend. This week's Tarway was sponsored by Fanny Warshavsky, Lev Nishmas Rubchaim Ben Medoiv Zechron of Rochel on his Yad, the 9th Yad site, which was yesterday. His Chusa, Shavuim, Va'achayelim, Va'melchamor, Shachsu, Rezev, Nisholem, Be'meiro.
Amen. Okay, good morning. So, the Brach of Sheikh Yonu, the Brach of Sheikh Yonu when seeing one's friend. So the Gemara says that if somebody hasn't seen their friend for 30 days, they should say the Brach of Sheikh Yonu. The Gemara says a story that two of the Amoraim met one. They hadn't seen each other in a while. And they were very emotive about it. They were misragish. So they said on him two brachas. They told him, when we saw you, we said, Shecholak mechochmosoy lireyov, which is a bracha that you make on Talmidei Chachomim. And the second bracha, Shechion, So one bracha they made, l'chvoid, the fact is a Talmid Chacham. And the other, the fact that they haven't seen him in the besimcha. So you're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu for bringing me to this time that I can now see, I've now been zoicha to see my friend. So first of all, other than the basic two halachas we learn to say a bracha on a Talmid Chacham and the bracha on a friend, there's a bit of a ha'orah I had when I saw this Gemara. Why? Which bracha would you say you should make first? If you've got these two brachas, Shecholak Mechachmas Elirev and Shechion, the Gemara's mashma that they said Shecholak Mechachmas Elirev first. I would have thought you should say Shechion first. We have a klal, Tadeh v'sheni Tadeh, Tadeh Kaidim. Shechion u'l'chayram is certainly more Tadeh than Shecholak Mechachmas Elirev. Why? First of all, because not all of your friends are Tamid Chachom. But second of all, there's a very interesting svora of Reb Chaim Kanievsky. He was asked the following shayla. He was asked, if you have in front of you two brochas, Birkas Ha'ilonis and Birkas Ha'chamo, which do you do first? They both classically would happen in the Chodesh of Nisan. Now, Birkas Ha'chamo happens once in 28 years. Birkas Ha'ilonis happens every year. Says Reb Chaim Kanievsky, punkt paket. He says you should do Birkas Ha'chamo first because Tadeh v'she'enu Tadeh. He says, Birkas Ha'chamo, what's the bracha? Is Oysa Ma'ase Bereishis. He says, the bracha of Oysa Ma'ase Bereishis is more frequent than the bracha of Birkas Ha'ilonis. It doesn't matter that the reason you're making the bracha in the case of Birkas Ha'chamo is less frequent. Doesn't matter. The Hilchas Kedima is a halacha in which bracha is more often. This bracha is more often. Birkas Shechion was certainly more often than Shecholak Mechachmas Elireyov. So you could say, this is an answer I thought of, I haven't seen it anywhere.
The event.
Huh?
You're talking about the event as well, which is less frequent.
In our case, even the event is probably less frequent, yes. Yes, all the more so. So why did they do it, so to speak, the wrong way around? So you could say, and there is a svara like this in the poskim, but I haven't seen this used to answer this question. You could say that the brach of Shechion, fundamentally, is about a simcha, right? That's the idea. The idea is when you're besimcha over something, you make a bracha on it. It could be that the real shas simcha when you're meeting your friend is when you're mamash close to him. If you see a friend that you haven't seen in a long time in a performance, he's doing a shir in front of thousands of people, you're not even going to say hello to him. Should you say shechiyonu then? There's big mokum to say that that's not the type of ra'iyah that Chazal were referring to. You have to mamash be bakir of mokum, you have to be meeting him. It could be that they held the bracha of Shecholak Mechachmas Elireyov. They could have said a while far away from him. When the Shechionu, its man is later. It's when your mom is close and you're misragish besimcha. Okay, maybe. All right, I had.
Could you say that the bracha of Shechionu on a friend is not Tadeh? What was the bracha of Shechionu on fruit got to do with the bracha of Shechionu on a friend?
You could say that. That's why I was quoting the Reb Chaim Kanievsky, who shows me otherwise, because he says, Oysa Ma'ase Bereishis, although for Birkas Ha'chamo is much less frequent than Birkas Ha'ilonis, but seeing as the Brach of Shechionu generically is more frequent, then it's got a din of Tadeh. Yeah. The svara is that it's not a Hilchus Kedima in mitzvahs. It's not a shayla, which mitzvah should I do first? It's a shayla, which bracha should I do first? This bracha is more Tadeh. Yeah. Okay, so Lemaisa, this is Paskin by all Rishonim, there's no chiluk whatsoever that you should say Shechionu when seeing a friend. There's no machlokes about this. However, the later Achronim say that the minhag is for people to not say Shechionu. I don't know if anyone has ever heard or seen someone say Shechionu on a friend. Yeah, why is that? Huh? Shisharim aleichem, but that's not mekayim the din of Chazal or bracha. Yeah.
Nowadays. Much more communication
than work. Oh, very good, very good. So there's a few svaras that one could say. Number one, it's very vague. What Tosfos says, you have to mamash be besimcha. You can't just not see someone for 2 months. You see him, okay, shechion. Doesn't work like that. You have to be misragi. You have to be besimcha that you're seeing him. You could not see someone for 6 months, and if you're not besimcha, it's completely asa to say a bracha. So it's a bit vague, it's hard to tell what's called besimcha. So that could be one reason that people want to be moineah from saying this bracha, because it's hard to judge when I'm besimcha. More importantly, the Pele Yoetz, and he's got a halacha sefer called Chesed La'alofim. He says, very interesting, he says that people, if people were to say this bracha, they would all start comforting to other people to show them how much I like them. I haven't seen him for a while. He says, Shechionu. He says, people would even say if they've seen him within the 30 days. It would start becoming, maybe it did become, I don't remember his exact nusach, it could be, he says it became an inyan of chanufa just to say the bracha, to show someone how much you like them. And therefore, he says you shouldn't say, that's how the minhag became to not say it. I'm thinking, imagine if you say Shechion on someone, you're very misrael, you're very happy, you haven't got any sophic that you're very happy, and he doesn't respond, he doesn't say Shechion back on you, he says, please be mighty me, you know. He's going to feel bad, he's now going to want to say Shechion. So there are reasons for this minhag. But there is a minhag to not say these brachas. Now there is an interesting case that the Mishnah Berurah says where you should say this bracha, and I think it's very shonui b'machloikis that people who chaylik. And the Mishnah Berurah says when someone has a baby girl, they should say Shechion. He says it's not worse than having not seen your friend for 30 days. You have never met her, and you're surely b'simcha, so you should say Shechion. Abui hatayv amitiv. But Shechionu on a girl because, and he learns it not because of Leidas Habas. He learns it from the halacha of not having seen your friend for 30 days. So I think it's a tremendous chiddush. Although you could say the simcha of having a daughter, of having a child, is more than that of not having seen your friend for 30 days. And that's obviously where the Mishnah is coming from. However, you could say that Chazal was speaking about a specific type of simcha. It's a different type of simcha. You don't know your daughter who's just been born at all. So it's not the type of simcha of an old friend or a friend you haven't seen that you're seeing. So a lot of places, Mishnah Berurah. I don't know what I assume the minhag of most Ashkenazim is to say Shechionu. The minhag of Sfardim is not to follow this Mishnah Berurah, because they're mechalek between a new person who you've never met and an old person. But that is one place where the Mishnah Berurah does seem to go with this. If your friend comes out of prison and you haven't seen him for 30 days, if you are very happy, then yes. Yeah, absolutely. You should say Shechion. Yeah, well, we'll discuss whether we can deviate from this minhag to not say it in a minute. There's another svara that the poskim discuss, which someone mentioned before, about all the communication we have now. First of all, what happens if I haven't seen my friend in 2 months' time and I see him on a Zoom call, or I see him? So there is one Pesach, Chiddush Atzum, who says, I can't remember the name of the Tshuva Sefer, he says, speaking on the phone wasn't around in Chazal's time. If you speak on the phone to your friend who you haven't spoken to or seen for a long time, for 30 days, you can say, Bracha Shechianu. He says it's Kirov Halev, and you mamash feel like you're with him, you're meeting him, you're speaking to him, even though you're far away from him, it doesn't matter. You can say Shechion. The overwhelming majority of poskim argue with that. You say, Chazal said Horoya. This is not Horoya. How can you? You can't just misvora say, oh, I think that's the same simcha. Okay, most people argue with that, and we don't pass him like that. Poskim is my name, we don't go with that. The Shaila is, nowadays, and this is relatively new, we can see the person. So, once again, most places can say that's not called seeing the person. You're seeing a copy of him. You're seeing an image. It's not actually the person, right? The way it works is, I'm not exactly sure, but it's definitely not you're seeing him. The proof is that sometimes if it freezes, he can have long gone and you're still seeing an image of him. Yeah, you're not mamish seeing the person. So therefore, you can't make a brocha on seeing an image of him. Or see, even if it's live and it mamash feel, sorry, that's not bichlal roya. And that's with regards to most halachas. Any halacha that depends on the din, on re'iyah, bikas halavona, bikas ha'ilonis, any of these halachas, seeing someone on the screen is not bichlal roya. However, the shaila is, what about the other way around? What happens if I haven't seen him for 2 months and I see him in real, but in between I've seen him frequently, On Zoom, or I've spoken to him on the phone. So the Mishnah Berurah says a very interesting thing. He says, that's machloikas achreinim. Not talking about Zoom calls. Mishnah Berurah is talking about letters. If you haven't seen someone for a month, 2 months, over 30 days, But during those 30 days, you received letters. Ah, how are you? What's going on? I'm doing contact. This. Nowadays, a text, huh?
Contact.
Contact, yeah. You've received contact. You've heard that he's okay. The case which we're talking about, I believe, is letters, but contact. Do you have to say Shechion? It says, it's a machloikas achreinim. It's a machloikas achreinim. And Rabbi Vozna, based on that, says, if you've spoken to him on the phone, you should not say Shechionu. This is even without the minhag. Yeah, we're before the fact that nowadays we anyway don't say it. We'll discuss that soon. Yeah. Lemaisa, there are a lot of the Psraya Dibletsky and Rabbi Avadi Yosef. There are a few poiskim who really challenge the Mishnah Berurah. They say we look through all the achreinim. I've never seen anything of the sort. You're saying that there's deus in the achreinim as to it. So they say the Mishnah Berurah should be. They say the Sif Kotten got mixed up. It's talking about a different bracha, not Shechion. In the same simon, the Mishnah Berurah discusses Mechaye HaMesim as well as Shechion. Right? There's a bracha of Mechaye HaMesim that you say on someone when you haven't seen them for 12 months. And on that bracha, there's a machlokes if you've heard, you've had communication, you've heard he's okay. If you can say Mechaye HaMesim are at the end of the 12 months. Some say the idea is you don't know what could have happened. 12 months is a long time. It's a shiur that you'd be nishkach min halev. For all you know, this guy chas v'shalom, something bad happened to him. If you've had communication or you've heard, he's okay. So you don't say the broch of Mechaye HaMesim. That's where there's a machlokes achreinim. These achreinim say that what the Mishnah Berurah's case, that Sheikh Yonu, we've never found anyone who says that the fact you've had communication should play a role and make a difference. So Rabbi Dibletsky, I think, he says, either you should do a change, he's Magia and the Mishnah Berurah changes the word Shechionu to Mechaye HaMesim, or he says the Sif Kotten got mixed up. If you look in the Siman, it makes sense. If you move it one Sif Kotten back, then it would Shtimah Mechaye HaMesim. Either way, there are Poiskim who very, very strong Taina, who have a very strong Taina on the Mishnah Berurah here, and they say there's no Machlokes Legabi Shechionu, only Legabi Mechaye HaMesim. So, strictly speaking, according to that, even if you've seen the person over Zoom, but you haven't seen them in person for 30 days, and now you see them, if you're very happy, then you should say, Roch HaShechionu. According to that, according to the Mishnah Berurah, you've got a machlokes achreinim, safek brachas lahokel, and you should not. Now, halacha lemaisa, although almost all the achreinim accept this minhag, even though it's a big chiddush, we've got a minhag, mamash against the Gemara. I mean, there's no... Normally, you have a minhag like the minhag is like this. Roy Paiskim say you have to do this, the minhag is lahokin. You've got someone to rely on. This minhag, although it might have good reason, at the end of the day, in many cases, it's mamish against the clear Gemara. If I'm sure that I'm very happy about seeing someone I haven't seen in a long time, well, what right do I have to invent a minhag against the Gemara? So, some poiskim, Rav Avadi Yosef says, if you're really sure that you're very happy, you haven't got a chashash, maybe this isn't really happening, you're very clear, and it's over 30 days, you haven't seen the person, he says you can make a shechel, with Hashem's name, with a shevel mouth.
The hostages come out of Gaza. You see them
all. I hear, it's a very interesting question, because I don't know them. Yeah, I don't know them personally. And therefore, I would be medame it more to the Mishnah Berurah's case of having a daughter and saying Shechionu. If you don't go with that, I find it very hard to hear you should say Shechionu. Your happiness isn't mikoyach, the simcha of an old friend that you haven't seen in a while. It's mikoyach hatzolas Yisrael, right?
And the family of the person?
You could say Shechionu on that?
No, I don't know.
Yeah.
And the family of the person?
The family, sure. If they're not okay, so you're asking, would this allow us to go against the minhag? Right, I hear. Very good. This is a perfect example. So, other than Rabbi Avadi Yosef, most poskim don't allow you to just say the Shechionu because you feel very besimcha.
Maybe you say was spoken a nes, was a reish a nes.
Shalseli nes b'mokam hazeh. That
it's not also these, it's
right. Very good. So that bracha is only said by the person or by the Einiklich. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins, any one of the Yotzei Chalotzov can say the bracha.
Right.
But I, as much as we're looking forward to the hostages being released, I don't know if it'd be a nes. I mean, it might be Bederech Nes, but The word nes is very it's used in two contexts. Yeah, the Mishnah Berurah speaks about a case. The Shulchan Aruch speaks about a case where ganovim or shoyde deilayno, to use the lashon of Shulchan Aruch, come and they start attacking someone, and at that very moment, mamash punked them in the middle of a forest. Someone comes, makes a noise, they get scared, they run away. The Shulchan Aruch brings a machloikus. That's how the Mishnah Berurah is masbet Shulchan Aruch. A machloikus if you say brocha shasani nes in that case. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, there the nes is, it's all, no rule of nature has been broken, but punked at this second, that's a nes. You could call that a nes if you want to. But on the other hand, many poskim say that's not a nes. That a nes means mamish shviras chukei hateva. I don't, maybe I will, who knows what Kosh Baruch will do. But pastors, hopefully they should come back. It would probably be through a norm, even if it's a chidush, it's wonderful, we can thank Hashem. Don't get me wrong, I'm not saying, call it an ace, veloshim b'nei Adam, but to say a brocha, it has to mamish be breaking rules of nature. Shechionu, the family should certainly say. Friends should certainly say. Oh. So it comes along with Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and he says, even though I have this minhag, to not say a bracha because we're very chayshish that maybe it's a bracha levatola, if it's an outstanding event, that's from Shlomo Zalman's idea, if it's an outstanding event, let's say, I think he gives the dogma of prison, he gives the dogma someone was in prison, or if it's, and some say if it's mamash a korav mishpocha, you don't need to listen to the minhag. If it's a father and a son, you haven't seen each other for a long time, there the minhag is, you can deviate from this minhag and say a shechiyot. So in those cases, even those who have, even everyone really, has this minhag, you can actually say a shechiyonu with Hashem's name.
But
just to, yeah.
But the shvuyim is now more than a year. So,
Mechaya Mason.
Would people make Mechaya Mason and shechiyonu?
Mistoma. Unless you've had some communication or some knowledge, even knowledge of them being okay, I don't know, can you trust the knowledge that they're okay? Probably not. The idea of having communication is, I know they're okay. You don't know they're okay. Even if you had communication with him 5 days ago, who says he's okay now? Right? I think I've seen that. Some poskim say if he's in a perilous situation, even if you've had michtovim to him, who says now he's okay? Every second is an imtza b'sakona. So yeah, Father, you should do mechayim. Which one should you do first? The chayim you could do, you should todav she'ene todav should be shechiyonu before mechayim hameisim. However, according to the Gemara we saw, maybe when you hear or when you see him from far, you could say Mechaya Mason. When you're close, you'd say Shechiyonu, because it's a different type of simcha, that stafka when you're meeting him, right?
Huh?
Gee, wow, I didn't think of that. Wow, that's a fantastic time, no? Wow, Mechaya Mason could be taught according to Reb Chaim Kanievsky's far. Mechaya Mason should also be taught, so for sure you should do it first. You're right. So my Yudhikatayna. Okay, fantastic. We see Mechaya Mason, Machlekes Apoliskim, if we can use it for Amachz and Shomas of Gorim Mason. There, it's Mamash, a different Madeya, and still some Poliskim hold, you can use it for that, yeah? The Prichoda says, after you've davened Shmein Esra, if you forgot to say Lekai Neshoma in the morning, you don't say it. Mechaya Mason or Shmein Esra, patters you Amachz and Shomas of Gorim Mason. It's the same idea. Mechaya Mason, Amachz and Shomas of Gorim Mason. Even though Moshe Feinstein argues, that's only because it's taka, a really different bracha. But the gabi this, it's much the same Indian. And so the time is, Mechaya Mason is more of a todd de kabrocha. So I have to look into it. So it's a more de kataina. Yeah. So, Lemaisa, when it comes to, if one, Shlomo Zalman says an interesting eitzah. You know, in Rosh Hashanah, there's a suffix on the second night. If you say Shechiyonu, so what do? We bring a fruit to the table and we say Shechiyonu. And we have in mind, on the fruit and on the yoyim. So Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says, if you're sure you're seeing a friend who you're misragish and you're happy, you've got a minhag against you, but the Gemara says you should say Shechiyonu. He says, bring a fruit with. It's good to bring a fruit. Have an apple in your pocket. Well, not an apple, but it's got to be a fruit that you haven't had, that's gone out of season, etc. Huh? And you beg it. Very expensive to keep this bracha if you're going to get a new beggar. But yeah, so you can always say a bracha without Hashem's name, but people should know. I've seen a bit of a machlekes about this. I wonder, I know there's a lot of people, I think Hasidei Belz, they don't say Hagoymil with Hashem's name when they come off a plane, right?
That's right.
So do people say Amen to them? He stand up after Kriyas Tehillah, say, Baruch HaGayim L'Chayim Tov Shekinah L'Kel Tov. Do people say Amen? Yeah? There's a machlekes. I've seen most places you say you should not say Amen to such a thing.
They always say Amen.
Huh?
To say Amen.
It is. You shouldn't stam say Amen. You shouldn't stam say Amen, it says. So you could say Misha Gamalcha Kol Toiv, Lui Gamalcha Kol Toiv Selo. That's nothing wrong with that. Yeah. Someone gives a bracha, Misha Berech. I think the Aruch HaShulchan, if I'm not mistaken. I think the Aruch HaShulchan says if you hear Misha Berech in Shul and you say Amen, it's Mekayim the Mitzvah V'Havta Re'echa Kamaycha. Yeah? But here, it's not that. They're not giving you a bracha and they're not giving someone else a bracha. They're being Misha Berech Hashem for being Goyim Olem Chayovim Toivis. That, if you're not mechuyev to say it, and the shevach isn't relevant there.
But nothing wrong with it.
There's nothing wrong with saying it, but to say amen? You're not meant to say amen in a brocha that's not b'shem or malchus. I'll tell you a case. Shepotrani me onshei shel zeh. Yeah? A lot of people say without Hashem's name. And I've seen the poskim there say, because you're saying without Hashem's name, you shouldn't say amen. I've seen those who are chaylik. If you look at the poskim, you shouldn't stam say amen. It's a whole shaila what you do when someone's doing a sofik brocha. So whether you're allowed to say amen, the mishmura there says you're allowed to because it's a sofik brocha. And sofik you can, but here it's mamash not a brocha. Okay, I don't know. Yeah, lichayra, if someone's saying birchas shechiyonu without Hashem or malchus, I would imagine you shouldn't say amen. You can always say it without Hashem or malchus. If you've seen a friend, you haven't seen him for 30 days, you miss a ramish, you have a minag not to say it. Okay, say it without Hashem's name. But people shouldn't say amen. Maybe you should say it a bit quieter so nobody thinks they're meant to say amen. Okay, so I just want to summarize. Lemaisa, we have a halacha in the Gemara that if you haven't seen a friend for 30 days and you're very happy, you say Shechion. The minhag is to refrain from that for various reasons. If there's something outstanding, meaning that's clear that you're besimcha, someone came out of prison, it's a father to son, or something like that, you can assume that that's out of the minhag. That's Shlomo Zalman's idea. You can actually say Hashem's name, Hashem u'malchus birkas shechiyon. Rabbi Ovadia Yosef is more lenient, and he says, even if it's not an outstanding situation, you're sure that you're besimcha, you could say the bracha of shechiyon. You are not allowed to say the bracha of shechiyon by seeing someone on Zoom or talking on the telephone to someone. If you're seeing, let's say, a father seeing a son after 45 days, and they're very misragish, and they want to say Shechiyonu, but in the middle, 20 days ago, they saw each other on a Zoom call. That's a machloikas. Poshup Shat in the Mishnah Berurah says it's a machloikas, that it's a sofik. That's Poshup Shat in the Mishnah Berurah. But there are those who say that no, that's not what the Mishnah Berurah means. The Mishnah Berurah must be referring to the Broch of Mechaye Hamesim. And according to them, in this case, you would be allowed to say the Broch of Shechiyonu. In any case that you want to say Shechiyonu and you're not sure and you're not able to because of the minhag, so you're sure the din is to say it, but the minhag is against that, Rav Shlomo Zalman says you can try and get yourself into another chiyuv of Shechiyonu, and by doing so pata your chiyuv.
If you see, you're watching a screen,
yeah.
Somebody's actually now supposed to say amen.
Yes.
Whereas you're hearing a recording, you must say amen.
I agree, but that's different. That's because When you're hearing someone say bracha, even on screen,
yeah.
It's not like seeing. No,
you can say amen to actual bracha.
If I'll tell you why, I'll tell you the difference. The difference is that there was this case in the Gemara of Alexander.